జీవన హే గోవింద రాఖో శరణ అబ తు జీవన హారి అబ తు జీవన స్మాల్ ప్రేయర్ హీ కాల్స్ గోపాల్ అండ్ గోవింద్ హీ సేస్ ఐ హావ్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ మెయింట్ ఫర్ లాస్. Nirmal has coined very nice word, remember world, W-O-R-L-D, W means walk, O means all,
O means
all, R means run, walk or run. N means lose. D means definitely. Lose definitely. Walk or run. Lose definitely. The other meaning is, if you sit, you don't lose. So, indirectly, he advises us to sit. Not sleep. When I sleep, you eat. అది అలం నవాబీ గడియలు బగిడి కాలిదోడు అని అది రూపాయి కానీ బాలకృష్ణ స్వీజ్ అయ్యి బాలకృష్ణ ఎట్లు గోదావరి నాకు ఆ బాలకృష్ణ లాల్చి ఎక్కువ వచ్చి బాపాని అని లక్ష కరోడు రూపాయలు మిల్క్ వచ్చి బస్ అవ్వని వచ్చి బాపాని బస్ సూగి బాపాయి కదా తెలియదు అన్నది మారుచి పర్ణేష్ ప్రసీజం ఫ్యాక్టరీ షురు కరేజ్ ఏ కథలు ఆమె పిలుచు షేక్ చెల్లి షేక్ చెల్లి షేక్ అతను డ్రీమ్ కడుతుంది గరీబ్ అతను పైసాతని దస్ రూపాయలు అయితే బస్ કોઈ છોકરીઓ તો દોડી નહીં ગભરાવી షేక్ చెల్లి అంటే మరి పైసా నీకు మనం చదివి దెర్ వాజ్ వన్ షేక్ చెల్లి సో హీ వాజ్ వెరీ పూర్ సో వాంటెడ్ టు బి రిచ్ సో వాట్ టు డూ నౌ హీ హాడ్ ఓన్లీ 10 rupees విత్ హిమ్ హీ సేడ్ వాట్ టు డూ నౌ ఫ్రమ్ 10 rupees ఐ హావ్ టు మేక్ మై లైఫ్ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బి రిచ్ సో దెర్ వర్ so many weekly markets, you know, every village has weekly markets, weekly market. He said, if I can buy something and sell something in the weekly market, I'll be rich. So he said, what to buy now? So he went to the market and he bought some glassware. Glassware, full of basket, you know, they used to put in the basket that time. And then he carried the basket on his head and he thought that now I'll sell this glassware, I'll get 15 rupees. Again I'll buy, I sell again, I get 25, I get then 100 rupees. So it will increase. And one day I'll have factory, glassware factory. So this way he was just concocting. So concoction has no limit, it goes on increasing. So, to sorrow the guy, our pranana chugir. And a bicycle with Jagat Swami Pastor. They see it well, it was a beautiful pastor. Manakabha Paramahatma. बाद में एक दिन सारो देखा है तो मैं छोकरी आए वन डे लुक्स वेरी गुड एंड देन ही वांट्स टू मैरी और बाल कृष्ण लाल तो देन व्हाट हैपेंड बट ही कॉन्को ही वाज कॉन्कॉक्टिंग सो इट वाज मिड डे यू नो द सन वाज वेरी हॉट एंड ही वाज वॉकिंग टू द वीकली मार्केट द बास्केट ऑन हिज हेड. So he thought that market will start about 4 o'clock. So still there is 4 hours to go. So there was a nice banyan tree by the side of the road. So it was nice shade was there, you know. He thought that I can take rest for 1 hour and then I'll reach the market. So he put the basket near his legs and he wanted to take rest. So in half sleep, again, dreams started. And dreams are always in a half sleep. If you are sleeping very nicely, in deep sleep, you never have dreams. Dreams are always in a half sleep. Early in the morning, when you don't come out of the bed, and then you are in a half sleep, you know, that time the dream is there. So this one was also just trying to dream, you know. So then he thought that he has sold the glassware for 20 rupees. Again bought the glassware again, 50 rupees, 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 1000 rupees, 2000 rupees. And the business boomed, you know. He got nearly thousands of rupees in the glassware. He started a factory. Factory was going on wholesale. Factory was running. Then he thought that I should marry now. So he married a very nice girl. And he said, if the girl doesn't obey me, I'll kick her. So he kicked. And the basket was there. The whole thing was smashed. We were going to market. He lost the 10 rupees also. He said, please, don't concoct. Chho samjhe. Manna tukka na gaardo. घरे जाए पहला मर्द ने क्या मैरी थे प्लीज ट्राई टू कंट्रोल योर तुक्कास ट्राई टू कंट्रोल योर कॉन्कॉक्शंस कॉन्कॉक्शन इज अ वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम एंड वी ऑलवेज कॉन्कॉक्ट प्लानिंग थिंग्स इज क्वाइट ऑलराइट बट कॉन्कॉक्शंस आर रॉन्ग. There is a vast difference between planning and concoction. So please, we have to check out some rough plan for our lives, but concoction is wrong. And that too we should digest one idea that I am trying to put my plan into practice, but eventually I must have sanction from Krishna. So, in order to have the sanction of Krishna, chanting is the easiest way. If chanting, there is no need of requesting him also. He knows, you know. So please try to chant and wait for his mercy. That's the only thing we can do. Otherwise we'll go mad in concoction. Concoction without a plan, without Krishna, is a madness. As soon as Krishna is there, sanity will be there. And unless sanity is there, nothing can be put in practice. As soon as you come to this conclusion, your knowledge is perfect. Otherwise, without Krishna's touch to your plans, all knowledge is imperfect. And the beauty of Krishna is that as soon as you add Krishna to your plans or to your life or to your marriage problems or whatever, Krishna, by his nature, is not, as we know, he's not different from his names. So he purifies the whole thing. And the main purification is that we take desirables and undesirables same way. We are not elated if we are having desirables. And we are not miserable if we are undesirables. That is the Krishna's way. As soon as Krishna is added, you become Sama Siddha or Siddha Vishwa. Siddhi or Asati, Asiddhi. It's all same. And with this, we become completely satisfied. And that's why Krishna is the most important satisfying agent in this life. Everywhere he is, but in this life it is. Otherwise, anything you do without him is useless, waste of labor, as Prabhupada has taught. It's not only waste, but useless waste. Living entity like you should never leave this compound. Eat at home, come here. Clean instructions. Eat at home, come here. Work hard, go back home, eat again, sleep. Work hard in the sense, these duties are working, they are studying, they are preparing notes. Mix with them and your mind will be alright always. Your mind, as soon as Krishna is there, everything is straightened up. As Krishna is absent, mind also becomes mental. So mind means mental. Without Krishna, mind is mental. So any plan you concoct, if it is without Krishna, there is no reality. Rute artham yat pratiyata, na pratiyata jatmani. And for satisfaction, there is no other way. No other way. But the thing is, we try very hard to understand these things. But realization is very difficult. You cannot put into practice. If putting into practice means it requires mahatva, what is it? Manasya ekam, manasya ekam, vachasya ekam, karma api ekam, mahatmanam. These are the signs of mahatma. Manasya ekam. In his mind, the same thing is there. Manasya ekam, vachasya ekam. In his vani, in his speech also, the same thing comes out. And karma api ekam. And his activities also are the same. Mahatmana. And the second line is, manasya anyad. Something else is going on in the mind. Vachasya anyad. Speech is completely opposite. And karma api anyad. And his activities are also something else. Duratmanam. They are duratmana. They are not mahatmana. Knowledge is quite alright. But we really don't behave. Our behavior is not conducive to this. That whatever is in mind, we see something else. And we think that the living entity with whom we are talking doesn't understand this. But the living entities understand before you see everything is clear to them. Or once or twice you may cheat. But then they will know that you are cheated. They won't trust you. See it. In our mind, one thing is there. In our speech, another thing is there. And karma is completely apart from that. Never. The innocent conversation is welcome. Innocent means child has one thing in mind, one thing in speech, and his activities are same. That is innocence. Childlike innocence will give you a very nice life on the material planet. And it will same time pick you up to Krishna's plant at the end of the body. That's why innocence is a must. But if you try to gain the innocent, then everywhere you have to be very careful and nobody will help you at all. Because once they know that you are a cheater, then everybody rejects us. So don't do it, please. Try to be innocent as much as possible. Child doesn't think that I won't get to eat at 11 o'clock. So I have to speak lies or something. Child is very innocent. He tells whatever is in his mind. And he knows that eventually food will be there or sleeping will be there. You will be taken care of. He doesn't worry about those things. And because as we grow, we start worrying about those things. So the manasya vachasya, manasya net vachasya net, karma pyan net, that follows. So as soon as you depend upon Krishna, then manasya ekam, vachasya ekam, karma ekam, that becomes easy. And that's why in the Hare Krishna, Krishna is to be added. Otherwise we conquer other things. The same thing, same words. What is it? The Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samatma Sudurlava. Bhavunam. Bhavunam Janmanamante. Nanmanman Prapadyate. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma. This verse we can twist also. He said, if everything is Krishna, what do they need to go to Mandir? I'm here, I'm Krishna, you are Krishna. We are all Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma. We are Mahatma. I see you in Krishna. You see in me, Krishna. So we are all Krishnas. And how is Krishna? Why should you go to this? Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma. He quotes Bhagavad Gita. These are Mayavadi. They are condemned by Prabhupada in every purport daily. Prabhupada hits very hard because the Mayavadi is the twist Bhavadji. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, finished. Vasudeva Sarvamiti means I am Krishna, you are Krishna, everything is Krishna. Forget about you. And then he goes to the pub. Drink is also Krishna. And then it is Krishna is coming. Come they appear. Something we concoct. And then we leave Krishna. Because Krishna is austerity. Krishna is a severe austerity. Shiva is merciful. You can drink, eat, tobacco, vodka, everything. And go on. And, oh God. But is it in the cloth now? Some cloth was rubbing. The other day, some cloth is rubbing in mouth, in cloth.
Yes,
Kagalu. I didn't really hear. But I thought that he was rubbing. So he was doing something. I told him, hey, you are a teacher, isn't it? Yes. And you taught boys this? Then he threw like, even then he didn't throw. Your teachers are like this. You also do? Can you lay out the girl? Very teacher, well. But he is now one rich person. So rich means mama. This is silly thing. And why it is so? Because we are completely away from Krishna. Maybe near some demigod or whatever. Or we are intoxicated by the material possessions. This is to be condemned. And as soon as the behavior improves, the quality of life, our life improves. If only knowledge is there, knowledge is only up to the mind. Only up to the mind means mental. Then that knowledge is also useless. He has knowledge that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sarvamatma Sudurlabha. But Krishna is absent. He says Vasudeva Sarvamiti. He says, no, you are Krishna, I am Krishna. It is meaning. And that's why Prabhupada is very much particular to view as it is. Yeah. And as soon as we come to as it is, then that mental thing becomes a very nice purifying thing. Knowledge is to be mental in the beginning. But as soon as you put into practice, it becomes realization. And realize person is heard everywhere. And you know, Prabhupada writes that we should hear from realized person, realized devotee. So this is, please, the more we think about these things, the more we are really entangled with Krishna. Cannot leave him. As soon as we leave him, on the other side we are mentally. In order to save us from this mind attitude, we must try to come to this conclusion. Otherwise, we are finished. Mentis means mental hospitals. There is nothing wrong in the West. Everything materially, they are extra clever. You can see all the roads immaculately managed. Even the lines are there, the instructions are there. Everything is very particular. But it's only on a mind level. Only on a mind level means mental. And that's why with all this material upliftment in the West, the mental hospices are full. Because only everything is on the mind level. That everything immaculately well. The construction is well. The drainage is immaculate. As soon as they have the plots, first they will do is they put the underground drainage. And here, in our Jagana, in your area, now they are putting the drainage. After that, everybody has built the houses. Our things are very special. They don't belong to this land. And such a deep pit is there, no sign, no flickering light or anything. You just go and the car should go. The heap of sand is like car is just jumping into. And no sign at all. Then you have to imagine, hey, there is something. Drivers also, they are very vacant drivers. They know. Please. And cars also were wonderful, you know. Wheels of the run before the car. He will not maintain the car at all. And the car runs and wheel runs. Have you seen a car in which wheel runs first? Indian cars, the wheel went first. And they will never change the tubes at that. That is their own peculiarity. Little car, we were coming, and kuruk kuruk kuruk. I thought that there is something wrong. So when they delivered an old car to us, a really foolish man has given an old car. Something is going wrong. Then driver came out, and he saw here what is wrong. Don't worry, he said. Is the tire. From the tire, the wires are there in the tire. So wire to that extent he didn't change. Dilip just gave everything to us. Not very heavy. So the tire did not burst, but the wire came out. And that wire could have he said, don't worry, it will automatically get cut. So let us go. So we went for nearly 100 kilometers away. Never stopped. Eventually he said, now we have to change it. The other tire, which was spare tire, it was also wire coming out. I don't know, let's continue that. Instead of that, then somehow the mechanic was there. Everywhere in the corner, there are mechanics. So he cut the wire, and it was quite all right. And we came all the way, and here it burst. Yeah. And we did not have a spare wheel also. You know, in India, everything is very good like. We are not at all for material upliftment. Our factories are also running in a Vedic way. By the river side, factory is on the river side. So waste all goes into the river. So river becomes a gutter like. Never it is allowed in any foreign country. In India, everything goes on. DDT factory, waste is horrible. Whereas DDT factory is there, you cannot smell really. And then if the river is there, oh God, even the birds don't drink water from that water. Please, these are, we are careless. And the waste is very much progressive, but without Krishna. So that Prabhupada could find. That's why he introduced Krishna all over the world. He said, you are so very advanced, and even then you are miserable. So there must be something missing. So he could find out the missing click, and he gave Krishna consciousness. And now, those who have accepted, they are reasonably satisfied. Please, this is the only, we have to manage our things very nicely. As we saw in the morning, you know, what is it? Engage in social status, in the activities. What is that, the translation you saw in the morning? You are here? No, we are looking at one verse. What is it? Wait, four, 10, 14, 3. This we have to remember. Please repeat. Jnane prayasam udapasyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukhiritam bhavadiya vartam sane sthitaha. This is, I told you, in all of Bhagavatam, this is very important. There is no need of changing the positions, material situations. Shrutigatam manovai ye prayasho ajita jitopiyasi trailokya taishta. This is the, in three planetary systems, you are not conquerable. But those people who behave like this, again and conquered by them. And then again we showed you that how this same translation is nicely explained in Krishna book by Prabhupada. In many verses of Bhagavad Gita also, Prabhupada gives a slight different translation. And those we have to find out. In the pages of Bhagavatam or purport, there is nice explanatory translation. And then original translation is also there. So that's why this is very important. And this instruction is to be followed by everybody. Not only that, but the general mass of people should be taught like this. Our prachar, our preaching should be like this. Then you can reach the public. In preaching, there is reaching word is there. You take out P. If you take out P, means reaching. Reaching the hearers. We should reach the hearer. And how to reach the hearer? If you are practical to them. They have their own problems. So you reach to them through their problems. And then if they get some guidance for their problems and the behavior, and then from their problematic life, how to go ahead on the spiritual path, they are entering after this. And suppose in the hearers, there may be some educated persons or some well-to-do persons. And they are great persons. So their hankerings also will be satisfied by this. And this is very important, you know. See here, Lord Brahma said, O my Lord Krishna, a devotee who abandons the path of empiric philosophy is speculation. The empiric philosophical speculation. These words are very important. That means, I am Krishna, you are Krishna. Everybody is Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sava. He speaks Bhagavad Gita, but is empiric philosophical speculation. His speculation that I am Krishna, you are Krishna. We can never be Krishna. Tiny spark we are. This is empiric philosophy speaking. Aimed at merging in the existence of the Supreme and engages himself in hearing your glories and activities from a bona fide sadhu or saint and also leaves an honest life in the occupational engagement. Honest life in the occupational engagement of his social life. This is the thing. This phrase is very important. Don't tell the people to leave the situation. They don't like it. Recently married couple, how can you tell him to leave his wife? You forget about it. I don't go there. I don't believe. Those who are planning to marry, they will also not come. Those who are married for some time, they will also leave. Because that is very ugly. In the beginning, it's very nectar-like. Because it is Chandramukhi time. Close your eyes. You realize Chandramukhi time. Dhiri dhiri bhaji Chandramukhi time. The moon-like face in the beginning. It's like a Suryamukhi, sun-like. Slowly she becomes sun-like. Suryamukhi. Jitlu bhaarav, itlu saarugi. Gare javadu velu suryas. And in the end it is a volcano. Wow, wow, wow. He said, I can stay with a wife, but I cannot stay with a dog. You go to the house, you want a dog. that, man. I want to wife, I don't know dog. She says, you don't know dog, I'm dog. You have to stay with me. Where are you going? Yeah, if he leaves the house, now he is going. Whole respect is gone. Completely mockery starts. And this is all because the center is completely wrong. Center is sense gratification and not Krishna. This is the thing. If Krishna is center, there is no Chandramukhi, no Suryamukhi, no Jalamukhi. This all goes on. It's very simple life. Shant, peaceful life is always welcome. Sense gratificative life is not peaceful at all. How long we can survive? Man, this Rajneesh wanted to follow that. So he allowed unlimited sex. And even now his followers are really madly following that. And in the beginning it was very famous. He was very famous. He had a big city in America. You know, I had seen with my eyes. We were feeling that really his way is successful. Because such a big city was there. And all the followers were there. The 100 Rolls Royce, very fleet he had. Not one Rolls Royce. 100 Rolls. That was where? Rajneesh was there, the way? London was there? No. You missed them. Oh, sure, same. The philosophy, he twisted. He thought that sense gratification we have to have. But he was a very clever man. But he missed the point. But if you don't study Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you don't go inside the Bhagavad Gita. As outside we're licking it, the honey bottle, you cannot taste of honey. You open the bottle and take the honey out. In Bhagavad Gita, there is one word in second chapter, Videyatma, Raga Desha Muktaisu. Vindavishyan Indriyasharam, Atma Shel Videyatma, Prasadam Adhigachari. Second chapter, and should be verse number 68 or something. Raga Dvesha Muktaistu. Last. 64. Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu. Vishaya Nindriyasara. Atma Shail Videyatma. Find the meaning of Videyatma in Tejasvi. One who follows regulated freedom. In all sense gratification, we must have regulated freedom. Yesterday, some living entity came. He said, I want to get operated. Santati Niyaman. I don't know why, whatever. Yeah, he was quite young. Your age, maybe. I remember you. You're looking like you. I thought Yadar is sitting. Really, you slim man, you know? You're like Yadar. But I'm like Yadar. Someone should be charged to you. What do I think? I don't know him. who was with me? Where you are?
Doctor.
Well, and told him, how many children you have to? He said one. Is it male or female? He said female. So actually, you must have some. No, he said, one is enough. We decided we'll dedicate our life to one child and forget about the whole thing. I told you, your decision cannot work. Because getting operated means you want a license to have free sex. But then you can convince the other party that you won't have a child even if you have sex with me. So they will abide by it. As it is, ladies are less intelligent. And if there is no effect of having child, then she will not hesitate maybe. So then, and even if she has, then there is no risk. So she, even if she has, she won't tell that I was doing, then this or she will hide the fact. But if she tells that her name is void. So I told, this is free license for you. You can't do this. You are young. You will not go without sex. So you want to have sex, but you don't have the, want to have the responsibility. So don't do it. You will destroy the society at all if you do like this. The Vedic culture is that you please engage yourself in some constructive activity and stop this nonsense and have a regulated life, freedom. This is the diagram or not, I don't know. But I told him not to go in for that. And he said, somebody told him the same thing.
Doctor
Ganesh. Ganatra. Our Ganatra is the same doctor. You see, he said the same thing. Please, I mean to say, with sense gratification, you cannot go on. Rajneesh tried, but it was anti instructions of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So anti-Krishna. So it should not work. But in the beginning, really I was surprised. I thought that this is doing correct. He thought that let them enjoy as much as they can. And then they will come down. But by pouring the petrol in the fire can never be extinguished. He was trying to pour the petrol into the fire. But by control you can survive. Our saints and sages, they are survived by control. Swayam. By control the life is very peaceful. If you don't think about the sex life, you are a great person. What to tell you great? Those who have already sex, if they also stop thinking about the sex, they become great. So please, by sense gratification, we can never win. And that's why this American government is a sort of atheistic government. But even then they were fed up with Rajneesh. The naked dance was there with the sense gratification. And nobody liked it, except few young persons. Everybody was hating him. That's why he had one city. But nobody would go, everybody would not go and have darshan there. Because even the government, which was a bit atheistic, even then they had to stop that. Because nobody liked this. This is the Vedic culture. This planet is meant for Vedic culture. Otherwise, they could have allowed that thing to spread. The government is scared that if everybody engages like this, then it should be a chaos in mankind. That's why they had to stop it. And stop to that extent that within one night, that whole city crumbled down, everything was sold or whatever, and he did not have any place to go to. All the governments, they are atheistic. But even no world government, no country from the world was ready to accept Rajneesh. This is the result of anti-Krishna conscious activities. But Sanyam, the controlled people, everybody welcomes you. Prabhupada, wherever he went, they knew that he will create a nice, peaceful population. So he was welcomed everywhere. Garland, honored by the government. This is the difference. As soon as you try to break the principles of Krishna, really, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, then we are rejected. From the, even the atheistic society doesn't want the naked dance of self-gratification. This all society is atheistic. They follow the free sex life or whatever, but they don't want the naked dance of everything. This means the sense gratification is hated everywhere. Too much. And in India, even now, is very controlled. And that's why this population is on a good path at the moment. But as soon as we lose these things, then we are heading for the same destruction. This Rajneesh's example is best. That anti-Krishna conscious principles are not meant to work on this planet. And even then, those who don't believe in Krishna, even they would not allow this naked dance of sense gratification. In the end, everybody is a sense gratifier. Every night, people have the same sex life. We sleep very soundly. Krishna alone knows what is going on in Rajkot or anywhere. It's all naked dance at night. Every house is the same thing. But even then, it's not in open. Otherwise, sense gratification is too much. And apart from that, when his houses are full of sense gratification, then again, the prostitution is there. So people are not satisfied with, say, only house sense gratification. They want to have again extra sense gratification. Though, and even in the society, in our society, who are satisfied by the sense gratification in the house, they are known as grihasthas. Whatever they are having the house. But there are scoundrels who are not satisfied with that, so for them the prostitutes are needed. If the prostitutes are not there, the society will be prostitutes. That's why prostitution was legally allowed when Krishna was there. That time also prostitutes were there. When he enters Dwarka, there is mention the prostitute was there. So I had asked Prabhu, I said, this prostitution is bad, you tell. And Krishna had it. Then he explained this point. Very nicely explained. He said, rascal, you don't this is needed for the purification of society. If the demons, sexual demons, if their sex desire is not satisfied by prostitution, then they will spoil the society. And women as they are, they are helpless. Helpless. If she is caught in a solitude or somewhere, she has to abide by the monster's idea. Otherwise, he will kill her or beat her or whatever. She is scared. Instead, she thinks that they are letting go. This is how. But physique is there. So that's why after dusk, the women will not go out at all. Or during daytime also, they will not go to the part which are not very populated. Solitude parts they will never enter. But they are always at the risk. And this society is like that. The demonic qualities are present. And we may be posing as devotees. But when we will become demon, we don't know. That's why daily the hammering of scriptures is required. Daily Bhagavatam class is required. Daily Bhagavad Gita class is required. Daily worship is required. Daily offerings are required. Daily everything is required. Why daily, man? I have understood Bhagavad Gita, forget about it. No, no, forget about means you finish. One day you do it, next day you forget. Again you have to do it. You know, when the ornament he prepares, you know, this goldsmith, tick, 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 he goes on beating it. Not once only. Once he beats, then there will be something which is not desirable. But he has to go on tick, 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 tick. Please. This hammering of the scriptures is required daily. Otherwise, we are monsters. We are all sex monsters. To control this monster attitude, we have to have these things daily. And this, all the activities are swinging from the ideas. So idea and the source of the ideas is mind. So mind has got to be engaged in Krishna service. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. As soon as the mind is engaged, the other ideas will be less. And then you will be a very good person. Or on the other hand, there is other way. Then we must have the scaring idea of the punishment we'll get. Suppose in Muslim countries, in the Gulf countries, if you are caught by just running after a girl or whatever, they will not arrest you. Not guilty. Throwing stones, you will be killed. So nobody runs after you. Sanjana, you are Dubai, this is the government, and don't so nahi. Then ke bahut saare se chaal bata bhi do. There is no thieving. As soon as they are caught, there is no arrest, no court case, nothing. They will cut their hands. So this severe punishment scares us. Either we have severe punishment or reformatory process is daily scriptures. This is reformatory process. And saner population is already controlled. Men, the ladies also, to be very frank with you, they will not have sex during the daytime. They will like, if man insists, they may have, but daytime they don't like. And in the night time also, complete in the dark she may have. This is the nature of the ladies. But now because of money or whatever, they have to do any time. Some compelling situation is there. Otherwise, this activity, in mankind at least, is not supposed to be in open. In private also, in dark, she will have the sex. She will not have sex in the light. She will not like unless it is insisted. Please, this is the... Exactly these Vedic principles, they are according to our requirement, healthy requirement. We have to have procreation, no doubt. But procreation also should be in a regulated freedom. That is it. I gave you the examples of the atheistic governments in the world, wherein the free sex is allowed. Even then they don't do it. They don't want it open. And that's why Rasnish was in America. He could even worship there. But he had to be thrown out. It was too open. Means Vedic culture, the Vedic principles have to be followed. That is this planet. When this planet was created, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. This knowledge was given. So this knowledge is meant for the planet and not for one country or one section of population. That only Prabhupada could find out. That is the greatness of Prabhupada. you could very nicely find out that what's wrong with the society. And he thought that they don't have any idea about the Vedic culture, and they don't have any idea that this culture is all pervading. For on this planet, if you stay anywhere, you have to be controlled. And this is the best example. Waste is free in everything. But even then there is a regulatory freedom. Anywhere you cannot have sex. They may kiss and cuddle or whatever. But sex is, I haven't seen sex in open. Myself. You are from Western countries. Have you seen sex in open?
It's not crazy.
Some crazy. That is Vedic culture. Some crazy. And we should be crazy. If we are not following Vedic principles in a regulated life also, then at night, I told you, at night we become crazy. So craziness will never help. And that's why in all four ashramas, three ashramas are barred from this. Only in grihastha ashram it is allowed. And that too in a regulated freedom. Brahmacharya should be completely clean, otherwise you will not function well. Or one prastha, you have to retire from Vedic life, from sexual life. So there's no doubt. Four ashramas are there, and this is Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam. Krishna says, I have created these divisions. And in his divisions also, he has shown that in three ashrams you are not allowed, in one ashram, and that way in a regulated freedom. And where the family follows this regulated freedom, that family is much more balanced than the other families where uncontrolled sex is held. This is it. Either wife goes mad, or wife is sickly, you can keep your eyes open. When the husband is alive, wife is only sick in the later ages. Why? Well, if she is healthy, you will not have his body. So, always she is sick. She is not smiling at all. And as soon as she smiles again, then what happened? You are so smiling with me now, you don't smile at all. I'm not feeling well, my headache is this. Then doctor. And she tells the doctor, I'm not suffering from anything. Just for controlling this. Doctor gives some medicine. Please. This is the position in our families also. You just keep your eyes open and you'll see all drama around. And then we think, hey, why is he behaving like this? Oh, Purish was very good. Now what happened to him? Nothing has happened. He's flying. Flying up there. Please, this is the way to understand Bhagavatam. Otherwise we are so monsters that we'll only go for sense gratification and nothing else. And this is the example of sex. You take eating. Eating is very much necessary. But even then you can't go on unlimitedly. Same thing. In every society, eating has some restrictions. And they have to follow that restriction. They cannot do it without it. This is Vedic culture. Everywhere the control is there. And control is definitely working. It has to work because it is coming from Krishna. This is the meaning of this verse. Please try to understand. By anti-Vedic principles, we'll be all always unhappy. With Vedic principles, to the extent we follow Vedic principles, the society will be happy. Otherwise, in the ratio of the following, the miseries will be there. If you follow 100%, will be 100% misery proof. It was 70%, 78% proof. The percentage is there. So better to educate the persons to follow it 100%. And they will not do it. They'll stop coming to the temple if it insists too much. The clean and clear talks nobody likes. So we have to hide our things and whip them. That is the only way. But the thing is, we have to come to our senses to find out these things, eternal things, from the pages of Prabhupada. He is very clear. But even then, according to time and circumstances, you have to find out the language in which these things are to be expressed. And that's why study of Prabhupada is required. We are fortunately very near to Prabhupada's time. So we know that he had practiced and he has given us these things. So you please give again more explanation to Prabhupada's way. So this is one translation. And as I said to you in the morning, this same translation is very nicely described in Krishna book. See how it is clear. In this it is clear completely. This our Tejasvi has done a nice job. And I see from Krishna book, he has taken the similar translation. This translation is clear. But Prabhupada is more clear in Krishna book. Say, repeat please. The best practices of understanding you, Krishna, I want to understand you. The best practices of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process. Speculative process means empiric philosophical speculation aimed at merging in the existence of Supreme. We may not understand this, but this we can understand very easily. The best process of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process. And speculative process we saw, the gentleman who was trying to sell the glassware is speculation. In the end, before he started the business, everything was destroyed. This is speculation. Abhinaya Machuji, glassware in a factory, furnish, and a cake courage in a room. And yeah, egg me out of it. This is one Muslim. He was always threatening his wife, I'll punish you with my shoes. I'll beat you with my shoes. I'll beat you with my shoes. And the fellow did not have any shoes at all. So one day she asked, "Wo din kaha ke mere ko pehle mein se kya?" That day, when he is going to dawn that day, then you will have shoes. He didn't have shoes. And then he was saying, "I'll beat you with shoes, beat you with shoes." He said, "Wo din kaha ke mere ko pehle mein se kya?" Please, try to understand these things. These are all speculation. Speculation, we are very, very expert. But speculation, unless we forget, you will not understand Krishna. So it is very clear. The best process of understanding you is to submissively give the speculative process and try to hear about you, or either from yourself as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many other similar scriptures, or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. A realized devotee does not have horns. You can't do it. He is a honest life. No. Again, he makes it clear that who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. As soon as you become theistic, you become realized. Anything touched by Krishna, indirectly also, is purified. Theistic attitude means pure population. They are only theistic. This Murli had given his description of his community in his town. It's a Christian community. And they have 700 acres of land. And all the big people, you know, these presidents and doctors and engineers, when they are fed up with the modern civilization, they enter that community. And it's only very simple life. They only till the land. They have cows. Whatever they grow, they eat. They are completely cut off from the material world. There are no electronic instruments at all, television, etc. And so that's why they are very peaceful. No electricity. Vedic life. In the evening they sleep, and in the morning they get up. Murli was allowed there. There were no Muslims. But they thought Murli is a saint Muslim. So Murli, yesterday Murli rang. And he was crying. My brother's son, sister's son, is diagnosed as he has cancer. So please pray for him as you prayed for Patit Pavan. He was here at that time, I think. So and he started crying. I said, don't. What did you learn from me? I said, you are all the time here. Stop crying. I told you, Chayan Krishna. Please. So this, he had given nice description. I mean to say that anywhere the control life is there, is Vedic. They don't have electricity, means they have to sleep at night. Get up early in the morning. That is Vedic. Please, wherever you find some good, this is Krishna. What is that word? Vibhuti mat sattva, Srimad urjitam eva va, tatpad eva ugach, mamate javansa sambhava. Find out that word. It's a beautiful word. I think end of some chapter. Is it end of 13th? Or 10th? 10th. Yeah.
Now that all opulent, beautiful, glorious things
of the spark
of my
life. Yeah, wherever you find something good, is his spark. So that's what point I'm driving at. And same point here, previously. The best process of understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you. Either from yourself, as you have mentioned in statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many similar Vedic scriptures, or from a realized duty who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his worldly position. This is very important. It's clear. Sanishita. He simply has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the mental senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the necessities of misunderstanding. There is no need of understanding him. That is the way to understand him. There is no need of understanding him. There is a way to understand him. That is, he is to be experienced and not to be understood. there is a bit of difference in this. He is to be experienced. And by hearing you can experience him. So that's why hearing is very important. And if you engage in hearing him, the other thing is that all our responsibilities are taken care of by him. In Dwarka, even now, there are few ashramas wherein they don't go out at all. They only carry on these activities and they are fed, they are given everything. Everything is maintained. In Haridwar, there are innumerable ashrams. In Rishikesh, there are innumerable. Everywhere you go, they don't go anywhere. And even then, everything goes on. Please, hearing process is very wonderful. That's why it is required. So in any position you can hear, this knowledge has to be imparted to the public. Tell them that you can do it this way. They cannot change the clothes. They don't want to wear the saffron clothes. They even don't want to put on dhotis also. Don't worry. Insist on this. But if they don't worry at all. But hearing at least should be there. And submissive hearing must be there. We should not ask questions. That why Krishna did this? Why did he kill Putana? Yeah, if he is so merciful, why did he kill Putana? Because we don't believe that he has killed Putana. Or we believe and we will degrade him as he is a killer. Please. There is no need of it. Just in Indian crowd particularly, the speaker goes on speaking and here, Jai, Jai. What did he tell Jai? He didn't know one word. Jai. These old ladies, they run for darshan. Come on. The whole road she is dancing. And she is really excited. She is really attention, full attention is there. Please, try to understand these things. The submissive process works. Whatever tells him. And whatever these gurus do, it is their lila. They try to protect the gurus, you know. They say, whatever he does, is his lila. It doesn't matter. Hey, my guru, Hare Krishna, Hare. Whatever. They say, to that extent, they are submitting. That's why there is no need of changing the worldly position. I repeat again. Although
you are not understandable
by the mental material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the necessities of misunderstanding by your own grace only. You become revealed to a devotee. See, revealed. By his grace only he can be revealed. We cannot catch him by any other way. This Kal even was running. Krishna, when 18th time when he is attacked in Mathura by Kal even, he had such a large army, you know. And then Jarasandha also took that opportunity and he said, now I and Kaliva both will finish Krishna. So what happened that day? Then he and Balram, he told Balram that this time will not fight. Let them think that we are scared. So they both started walking. And Kaliva was running out. And all the way he came walking to Junagadh. அவர் கிரி கிரி கிர்னார் 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 சத்ருஞ்சயன் அதே ஆச்சாரிய அப்படி கொஞ்சம் ருபியா தான் தர தூமனை அப்படி பண்ணிக்கிறார் சொல்லி விசாரிச்சு મોનિટર પૈસા ધ્યાન રાખનાર કોઈ લઈ જાય તો લઈ જાય મારા જતા રહે છે એના જાય બધા નંગ ભેગા થયા એનીવે યુ ડોન્ટ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ ધીસ લેંગ્વેજ The thing is, we are always find out some comfort somewhere, you know, by destroying others. Anyway, that is our Leela. We don't mean it, but we follow it. So now, we'll complete again. We'll begin again. The best process of understanding,
you
need to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you either from yourself as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many similar Vedic scriptures or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his worldly position. He simply has to hear your message, although you are not understandable by the material senses. Simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nuisance of misunderstanding. By your own grace only, you become revealed to a devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge without any trace of devotional service is simply a useless waste of time in the search for you. This is from Krishna book. And this all cannot be digested. Amre pachavishvitanthi. We cannot digest this. There is only one way to digest it. And that is to remember 1177. Lindatma 11. Jan Kentu Lindatma. 7.
மாயா மனோமயம்
See, we have seen this verse, and please be clear about it. Yad idam, this is the first word. Yad idam means whatever we experience here. Yad idam manasa vacha, by our mind and by our speech. I am seeing tree by mind. So immediately my mind is clear. This tree, somebody has planted it. Somebody has watered it. And now it is growing up. It will give the fruits according to the quality of the tree. This I have known. This is manasa. Vacha, I am explaining it to somebody else. So this, whatever we speak about, what do we think about? There is manasa vacha. Chakshurya, I am seeing. So this tree I am seeing. So Runadivi, I have heard about tree. That if tree is there, somebody has planted it. Somebody has watered it. Otherwise the tree will not grow. Shravan, etc. With all other senses also, I experience this. So whatever we experience by our mind or speech or hearing or our eyesight, etc., from all the senses whatever we experience, nasharam, it is temporary and destructible. Not only temporary, it is going to be destroyed. There is the nature of this planet. That's why it is known as Mrityu Loka. Here Mrityu is definite for any species. Tree has a Mrityu. The creeper has a Mrityu. The hill has a Mrityu. The plant has a Mrityu. There is a Mrityu Loka. Everything is heading for destruction. This is knowledge. And if this knowledge we have to digest, then on these things our all activities should depend. At the moment our activities are depending upon that whatever we see, whatever we experience is all true and permanent. That's why other living entities we don't think about when they think about us. Slowly, this situation has got to change. And to the extent you change, you either you are worshipped or you are kicked out. Selfish living entity is rejected from anywhere and everywhere. Whereas, bit renunciant attitude will have this worship. To the person, you have created the renunciation. Everywhere, swarth is there. Selfish interest in everybody is there. But the ratio differs. Some persons are more than 100% selfish. Some persons are 70%, 50%. 40%. The percentage differs. And to the percentage you have, the creation of the renunciant attitude will give you a nice life. Will give you the realization of this verse. This is the way to realize. Very easy for me to say, but it's very difficult to put into it. Anything in renunciation, we don't like it. The man doesn't, the human being I mean to say, doesn't like to leave anything. Everything mine must be mine. It takes the big suitcase from here, keeps somewhere else. But I have to take it. That's it. Ask me anything, don't ask me money. He says, And he gives very nice reason, convincing reason. He says, I am earning money in a speculating business. So I want to give that money to you. It's not a pure money. When I earn pure money, maybe I'll leave. His reason is very good. He's benevolent. He is so careful that his bad money should not come to us. Mentally. Nothing to give. This is a clear position. Mom in apple. Maine pucha tha main koi Vaishnava se na puch lo. Maine kis mother ne puch. Ek bhi to. Are father ne chhod do. Main tha ke bundle le pote lage. Father na. The thing is, in our own way, we are all selfish. So please try to create this situation. And that's why Prabhupada insisted that the community should be there. Wherein bit of renunciated attitude is more than the society. May not be self-concerned, but it's more. So this way, these communities prosper. So this is the thing. Any other thing which we follow, or any coverings we try to have to these things, they will be condemned by anybody and everybody. And Shastra definitely insisted. What is it? 1:5:15, I think. Jugusitam. Dharma Kutayani Shastra. That's what it says. Veti Kramaha. Iti Tarahat. 1:5:15. Jugusitam. Dharma Kutayani Shastra. Svabhava vyaktasya yadi kramaha. Yadvakyata iti taraha iti taraha iti taraha pasishuj iti taraha
stito iti taraha stito
stito namanyate janaha. This is the verse. And we try to find out this. In Mangalati, those people were dancers. The other group was there. Now Mangalati is meant for shant. During the daytime you can dance whatever you like. But Mangalati is meant for peaceful worship. Dance, and so ridiculous, these ladies had pyjamas, and they were dancing. It's foolishness. Lady Vendor, and they think that they are devotees. Jew, Siddhu, is condemned. Please, don't try to be victimized by these madness. This verse gives us the direction. Only we have to hear and try to put into practice, increase the renunciant attitude. Otherwise, wherever you go, you will not find peace. Peace is only in renunciation. But you just think that suppose I have two dhotis and I give one dhoti to somebody else, I feel very happy. Renounce. Whenever I give, I feel happy. And the more one gives, more one gets. So. Please, this is the only secret. The renunciant attitude should be increased. less position should be there, so that your life traveling will be very easy. You know, in traveling also, if you have less luggage, then we are very happy. The more luggage you have, more worry you have. How many suitcases, how many boxes? Who will pick it up? Who will do it? And so many things you have to pick up. And luggage again, wife is a luggage, children are luggage. You know, where is my wife? Where is my wife? You have to find her out. Otherwise you will be gone in the train, she will be on the platform. Please, this is our luggage. And that's why it is advised that in renounced attitude, we must not be attached to anything. That is yadidam. We know that this all, everything, vidhi, you must know, maya manomayam. One thing is manomayam, they are mental. These three is a mental, by mind I am seeing. And whatever I see, my mind is very temporary and destructive. But this idea, we do understand this. Understanding this, we increase the renunciation in our life. But the everybody of us are situated in a social status. So that work has to be done properly. Wherever we are working, the working kind must be immaculately well. That time, this philosophy should not force us to be careless. Philosophically it's all right. But that is to understand and increase the renunciation. Not neglect our duties. Please, it's very important instruction. Otherwise millions and millions of sadhus in India, they are running away from the home. They are neglecting their duties. And they don't go anywhere. They are regarded as mad persons. Renunciation is not to stop the activities. By doing the activities, you renounce. And every day you think about your person. If you do your duty very nicely, you are satisfied. Means, by doing your duty, you get rid of it. By stopping it, always it stands on our head. I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't. There is another renunciation. Karmendriyani sanyameva yase manasasmaran indriyasang vimulatma mithyacharasa uchari. What is it? Third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What number? 6, 7 something. Karmendriyani sanyamya yaaste manasa smaran. Read the translation. Karmendriyani sanyamya. One who restrains senses. Next verse. And we don't want to, on the other end.
If a sincere person, tries to control active senses, by the mind,
Karma Yoga. Very, very important. Yes.
In Krishna consciousness.
Far superior. Instead of pretender, you must be far superior. These two verses and purports describe it clearly. Now, In all, how many verses we have seen? See, first we started with 10:14:3. 10:14:3, which is mentioned in the purport of 2:9:18. In the purport of 2:9:18. So 2:9:18 also we have to see. But this purport is this verse. 2:9:18. Then we went to 2:64. Here, what is it?
Ragadesha
Murtesu, yes. Vidyatma, that is the word. Then we went to Yadidam.
11:77.
Then we went to Jukutsitam. 1:5:15. Then we went to Bhagavad Gita back. 3:6:7. 3:6:7. Yeah. All these verses and translations, I'd like you to study, and next Sunday you to recite. This is homework. All children hate him. Yes, this is bad. Till that time they enjoy. Homework means finish. But I want you to digest these verses with the practical instructions. It will help you to talk about Krishna and guide the public rightly. Otherwise, full bunch been dancing around unnecessarily. It's like a gymnasium, you know. They raise the legs at me. Please, avoid this. Raganava Bhakti is not in the beginning. It's a very high stage. The practical instruction from should be derived from this 10:14:3. Is clear. And all these verses should be kept in mind to mention and to understand ourselves what is correct. And be self-sufficient like this. Today we are here, tomorrow we may not be here. So you should be self-sufficient. You will never moan that, oh, what happened, he is gone. Very gone, very happy, and now I can marry. Kya Purish? Purish, dono bhi khade hai ya shop. Purish is his wife. Tere wahane nahi diya wahan. Kya? So, mara baba nu to maru chhe. And haa kona, haa pun mara baba. Dadas will not allow anybody to enter there. Dadas and Dadas, me. That's it. No entry. Unauthorized persons are prohibited. Otherwise prosecuted. Huh? Ah, that's it. No, taru. Chehru khuli ge dira. Tu roj aave. A roj aave jais. Rajavat karinja tori. Kata kata lal thai gaya. Very nice. This is the way to enjoy. Please, apart from enjoyment, this we digest, and to the extent we digest, we'll be very happy. Not throughout this life, this while we are staying here, we'll be happy, and once we leave, definitely we'll. Okay. Cover and do it. Suche. This is the point. As soon as you come to this conclusion, it's very easy to pass on happy life on this planet, and definitely we have to leave this body. Nobody is exception. After leaving body, we'll be more happier than this. ప్రభువారికి
స్వభావ సేవ.